Former Resorts World Las Vegas, MGM exec could lose gaming license. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has taken a decisive step against former MGM and Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, executive Scott Sabella following a guilty plea for violations of the Bank Secrecy Act. This move comes as a significant development in the regulatory oversight of the gaming industry in Nevada. The complaint could lead to a substantial fine and the revocation of Sabella's gaming license. The case is particularly notable due to his high-profile status within the industry and the gravity of the charges against him. Earlier this year, Sabella admitted to allowing a known illegal bookmaker, Wayne Nix, to gamble millions at the MGM Grand, failing to comply with anti-money laundering protocols. Nix allegedly ran his bookmaking business for 2 years between 2017 and 2019 before a tip uncovered the operation. Sabella has also acknowledged that Nix gave him $120,000 in cash to settle a debt he owed to MGM. There was no paper trail to accompany the payment as required by law. On May 8, Sabella will learn his sentence on federal charges in California of failing to comply with financial reporting policies. The legal proceedings have already indicated that he could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison. RWLV faces another scandal. The case against Sabella has drawn attention to the broader issues of financial transparency and accountability in the gaming industry. Already embroiled in the debacle because of Sabella, the increased attention RWLV is experiencing is compounded by another financial scandal. Shohei Ohtani, the superstar baseball player for the Los Angeles Angels, had millions of dollars stolen from him by a former business manager, Ippei Mizuhara, through a series of unauthorized wire transfers. The alleged scheme involved a complex web of transactions, with some of the stolen funds ending up at RWLV, according to ESPN. The details of the case are still unfolding, but what is clear is the elaborate nature of the crime. Large sums were transferred to gambling accounts, converted to chips, and then cashed out, a method that raises serious questions about the oversight of financial transactions within the gaming industry. Mizuhara allegedly operated through a California bookie, Matthew Bowyer. He supposedly sent the money to accounts operated by an associate of Bowyer at casinos. However, these weren't regular accounts. They were marker accounts that allow people to borrow money from the casino specifically for gambling. As a result, RWLV will likely now face more intense scrutiny regarding its money handling procedures. It could also be fined for violating established regulations,